after struggling with ethical and organizational issues with being the CEO of American National Bank in Phoenix, Arizona. Tim McFarland says he was lucky enough to be involved with the first ever CEO forum in Phoenix, Arizona, started by Jim Meyer in 1989.
I was fortunate enough to get invited into that original group of 10. I think Jim's probably mentored 200 CEOs over his career in and out of the CEO forums that he built. So I had got to, while I was running a small commercial bank, I got to benefit from the value of the CEO forum.
Tim says that as a business leader, you often don't have anywhere to turn. You're at the top of the organization, and you are the leader. Originally from Arkansas, Tim maintained his ties here, and through business relationships, knew the area could benefit, as he did, from a CEO forum. John Lewis of the Bank of Fayetteville also saw the potential and helped Tim to form the CEO Forum 1 in Northwest Arkansas in 2006. Though Lewis passed away in 2007, his legacy lives on through the forums and presentations he made, with messages such as "Don't take yourself too seriously" and "Mistakes are opportunities." The CEO Forum is optimal for leaders of organizations who desire continuous growth and, among other things, want to learn from peers and guest speakers about how others solve challenges or optimize opportunities.
We believe that anybody that's in a leadership position ought to find a peer group of people who are peers to them and have a non-competitors, you know, 6 to 10 people. They could gather them however they want to do that and get together every so often to process issues. We believe everybody ought to be in a group, technically.
The CEO Forum consists of monthly gatherings of up to 12 non-conflicting peers and builds upon a safe setting where trust and confidentiality are paramount. CEO Forums in Northwest Arkansas consists of 3 groups. Each group meets monthly for 3 hours and has one presenter.
And we each process our own individual issue or opportunity. One company or one person each month formally presents their issue, and then we cover a topic maybe sometimes, and we spend that 3 hours going around the room trying to allow everyone to process whatever they might want to put out to the group that they might want to get some feedback, maybe get some collective wisdom of the group. Sometimes as you're running your business, you'll be going around a corner and you don't have perfect visibility, so you can put something out to see if you can learn something from the group, because everybody has different experiences and the group can always help.
The 12 people vary greatly. Today, we meet a lawyer, a sales manager, an engineer at a multi-million dollar manufacturing company, along with the founder of a nonprofit. Each brings something different to the table, but all say they take away diversity in the values presented. Todd Wood is a lawyer and owner of a parking lot maintenance company and a CEO Forum member.
There's such a vast array of experiences. Everybody has just such rich career experiences. But the most amazing thing to me is the emotional quotient that each of them have, the equilibrium with which they approach problem solving and analytics. And when you take the experiences, when you take the candle power that they bring and the emotional equilibrium that they bring, there is just some really wise counsel that comes from each meeting. It's just amazing to see it come about.
It is said that the tears flow from the CEOs at their meetings. Sarah Fennell is the founder and CEO of Restore Humanity, a 501c3 that opened and maintains an orphanage in Kenya, much different from the lawyer we just heard from.
No matter what you're dealing with, we can all relate. So if you can kind of just sit down, everyone treats each other as equals. We sign a confidentiality agreement. So you're sitting in a room full of successful, engaged people, and you can be vulnerable. You can tell them what your issues are. You can hear other people's, and it's a safe, objective environment that it's just helped me in enormous ways. I mean, just through planning and different ideas, and everyone's coming from a different place, but going towards success and going towards being self-starters and things like that. So it's just been an enormous help and great support, great people. I've learned way more than I was expecting.
Sarah has been a member for 1 year after getting her start in an emerging leaders group within the forum, a sponsored group for those in the community that have recognized potential. Gabriel Machado is the sales manager and engineer for Rockline Industries, a multi-billion dollar manufacturer of wet wipes, among other items, with factories worldwide, including Springdale and Boonville. Unlike Todd and Sarah, Gabriel has bosses, but they see the value of investing in their employees.
For me, the greatest value out of this experience is just having this perspective from people that are so generous with their advice. It goes beyond just, to say, your tactical issue that you're trying to tackle, and they are committed in helping you. Both at a professional but also at a personal level. So it's just, for me, it's just being able to learn from their experiences and how they handle their own challenges, and being able to gain perspective and apply those learnings to what I'm facing at work. It is really helpful to get perspective out of the day-to-day norm, and that's what I think CEO Forum allows us to do.
For his presentation, Gabriel brought his group to check out how wet wipes are made. Fun fact, in 1 year, Rockline Industries produces enough wet wipes that would wrap around the Earth at the equator 170 times. Since CEO Forums began in Northwest Arkansas in 2006, the group has expanded from just one to include three, plus the emerging leaders groups. Each group meets monthly for member presentations as well as group discussions like October's topic, the six pillars essential for leading your enterprise. Tim McFarland is the founder and CEO of the CEO Forums in Fayetteville.
You know, it's kind of interesting. Gabriel represents a company that generates over $500 million in annual revenues, and he is in CEO Forum 3 with Sarah, who has a nonprofit with some volunteers. And they help each other out amazingly. You might think that those are real wide, despairing kind of organizations, but it's amazing how each of them can help each other out.
He sees the need and foresees the groups expanding to other areas of Arkansas, including Bentonville and Little Rock. For more information, visit ceoforums.us. This is Ozarks at Large.